listening as Joniak and Thayer bring you all the action of a Bears Wednesday instant replay. Heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
If you're a wine drinker, I have a life hack for you, and it's called Cameron Hughes. It's chwine.com, and it's the code SCORE. Because you can get wine shipped to you for free at a fraction of its regular price. And I've told you before about how Cameron does business. Vineyards often make too much wine because they want to keep their bottling low because that keeps prices high. So where does the extra juice go? Cameron buys it. And then he puts it in a bottle with his name on it and a number on it. And as part of the deal, he can't exactly tell you what high-end winery is this is coming from, but he can hint at it for you, and then you're drinking great wine at a fraction of the price. Here's an example. Right now, the Lot 729 Russian River Valley Pinot Noir is selling hot, and you got to get on these things. It's all in limited quantities, and when they're gone, they're gone. This is a really smooth-drinking Pinot that's got all that great red fruit and balanced tannins, and it's a great food wine. Comes from one of the best producers in California wine country, gold medal, 92-point wine, $16 a bottle. That is less than half of what it would otherwise cost. So go and grab it and grab a case. Because when you go to chwine.com and you use the code SCORE, you get 20% off on top of that and free shipping on three or more bottles. It's already an amazing value. Wine is expensive to ship because it's heavy. And now it costs nothing to ship. Go to chwine.com. You get 20% off these already great prices and free shipping on three or more bottles. Make sure you use the code SCORE.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. In 1 minute, Mike Florio joins us on The Score.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing, full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state, and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies. Subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers, Drug and Fire Insurance, exchanges, or affiliate.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky, yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
Are you a first-time home buyer? If so, First Eagle Mortgage offers loans with little to no money down, even if you have less than perfect credit. If you're self-employed, we offer loans that don't require tax returns or pay stubs. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We make the loan process painless with low rates and closing costs. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116. That's 847-441-4116. Or go online at 1steaglemortgage.com.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Radio.com sports station.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
Pro Football Talk.
I wouldn't listen to some of those people out there, especially guys like Mike Florio.
Mike Florio with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi on The Score.
It's Wednesday. It's 10. That means Mike Florio, who is on Twitter at Pro Football Talk of NBC Sports and ProFootballTalk.com, is on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Better than the Texans, apparently, and you can say that the timing is okay, but a positive test has closed their facility. I guess the numbers in Texas right now, not great.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers aren't great anywhere, and this is one of the realities the NFL is facing as cold and flu season arrives. The numbers continue to go up in most states, and as teams fall out of contention, I had a high-level executive at the league office tell me recently this is the thing that's keeping him up at night, the possibility of guys losing their focus on doing what they need to do to stay COVID-free when their teams are out of it, and the Texans are out of it as a practical matter.
You know, Brian Billick always used to tell us that he would look for little things around the practice facility as a sign that people were losing concentration or losing their edge a little bit, whether it was, you know, a candy wrapper that was on the floor near one of the doors or just sort of carelessness around the building. And he said he would pick a time to go off on something like that. That just, you know, having something like these little details, like we're better than this, we're more disciplined than this. And to think that all that was at stake when he was talking about it was just having a football team that was focused and ready to go. And now it's even more critical in that regard. But I keep thinking of that Brian Billick story when you talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are plenty of things you can look to see how focused, how motivated, how buttoned up a team is, how much it cares. And at the end of the day, football players, once they know, and they know when it's over, they know when they've got no chance at really doing anything, of achieving the goal that everyone is looking to get. But the thing that all players need to keep in mind, even when you are out of contention, your paycheck is riding on your ability to play these games. And if games ultimately have to be canceled or suspended, that's what the union has agreed to, canceled or suspended games that aren't made up, nobody gets paid for those games, period. So if we do get to the end of the season, and there are some teams that have played 16, some played 15, some played 14. Those players who played fewer than 16 aren't getting paid based on a 16-game season.
That should be enough of a motivator for some players, but it's just going to be one of those situations that remains to be seen. We're still coming off of the Monday night game in Chicago and being on a national stage.
Yeah, we're a little shell-shocked.
And I love asking people with the national perspective what their takeaway is of the Bears this season, especially when there are so many other teams who have disappointed in the NFC, specifically an entire division, if you want to go there. What was your impression of the Bears after that game against the Rams? Do you think they were exposed? Do you think they're a little more accurately portrayed now? Do you think it wasn't that big of a deal?
I don't think they were exposed because they already were exposed. I think we saw a game that pulled them back toward where they maybe should be, and they're part of this three-game stretch now with the Rams and the Saints and the Titans that could put them at or close to 500, 5-4 going into a Monday night game against the Vikings. And with the Vikings, who the hell knows what you're going to get with them? They haven't been uncompetitive, but they've only won one game. And then it's the bye week and the first introduction this year to the Green Bay Packers with a trip to Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving weekend. So they've got to figure something out offensively. Matt Nagy was beside himself. I was surprised at his candor after the game, saying how upset he was that the defense scored more points than the offense, talking about how they missed opportunities. That stop and go that would have popped for a touchdown if Nick Foles had had enough time to get rid of the football. He was throwing the ball even before the stop had turned into the go. If he had a chance to wait for it to break open and throw an accurate pass, that would have been a touchdown. It could have changed everything. But the offensive line is not good. And, you know, one of the things Nagy said, what can you really do? Get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. What can you do in the middle of a season to make your offensive line better if your offensive line is the problem? You can only do so much coaching. You can only do so much hiding the weaknesses and maximizing the strengths, because The defenses are watching the film, and they see what the weaknesses are. And they're going to exploit the weaknesses. They're going to know who to line up against, who to put the best pass rusher against, how to try to get through and get to Nick Foles. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before somebody hits him and he's injured. We see him take big hits all the time. He's got that kind of wiry, Gumby build, but, you know, he broke a collarbone week one last year when he was with the Jaguars. He's fearless in that regard, but Mitchell Trubisky could be back on eventually because we continue to see the hits get taken, and he's willing to take the hits, but I don't know that it's sustainable for nine more games, and I think we're going to see more outcomes like the one that we saw on Monday night because it's not like there's some quick fix. There's some magic page of the playbook that Matt Nagy's going to trip over and it's going to solve everything. If the offensive line can't buy time and if there's no running game, that's the other problem too. The Bears have no running game. How in the world are you supposed to have a passing game?
Well, I'm going to go drink hemlock now. Right? And every time we hear an available name, whether it was Quentin Spain, who I believe was signing with the Bengals after the Bills let him go despite giving him a contract extension. You know, Larry Warford, he had opted out and could opt in. He's just sitting on a couch somewhere. I don't know the kind of shape he's in. But we're really grasping at straws because, like you say, you can't all of a sudden make an offensive line better. It's not like a trade deadline fixing a bullpen.
No, unless there's some guy on your practice squad that's got potential that you're willing to roll the dice on, or some guy bottom of the roster and you see something you like and you throw him into the fray and he ends up being better than you expected. Other than that, you just got to make chicken salad. And sometimes you can't. Sometimes no amount of ingredients or mayonnaise or spices is going to turn that chicken something else into salad. And that's what you just have to deal with. And you just hope you can hold it together long enough to win enough games to get to the playoffs. And what's waiting when you get to the playoffs? That's the other thing too. I mean, hey, it's great to get to the postseason and that can help save jobs and create a sense of continuity and there won't be major changes. And maybe with seven playoff spots, the Bears can hold together and get one of them. And as I've said all along, those September and October wins are money in the bank. So with five wins, that's good, but the wins are going to be harder to come by, I think, moving forward.
Mike, you brought up something that has been a concern for me watching Foles in the pocket, and a lot of times we don't see the full depth of it on TV because the camera moves in the direction of the play, but Foles is getting hit so much as he's throwing the ball, and I don't know that TV is really doing that part of it justice.
No, the only time we see the hit on the quarterback is if the quarterback's injured or if there's a flag thrown. Usually they show the highlight of the throw, the catch, the whatever, mm-hmm. but rarely do we get to see and truly appreciate and understand what kind of a pounding the quarterback has taken. And I give the quarterback a ton of credit for being willing to take it, but it's basic physics, it's basic science, it's basic physiology. You can only take so many of those hits before the odds will catch up to you and something is going to go, and then it's going to be the Trubisky show again. And there are people starting to clamor for Trubisky, a point that we made on the website this week. Three 300-yard games for the offense when Trubisky started, none since Foles has become the starter. And that gut feeling that caused Matt Nagy to go with Nick Foles, maybe it's going to flip back, especially with this weird Brian Greasy thing. Yep. And I don't know if Greasy was talking out of school or if it really can be explained away. And I can't tell whether they're talking about getting the play in or getting the play run. It all was very confusing to me. But at some level, Nagy's got to wonder what Foles was saying. And, you know, it's just another factor that goes into that stew that can trigger a gut feeling to say, let's put Trubisky back out there and see what can happen.
Yeah, I've heard everything that was said, and knowing people that have been in those network conversations before, my best interpretation of what happened is it sounds like Foles said what he said, and it sounds like Nagy sends in a play, and Foles is like, we can't block that. I'm not going to have enough time back in the pocket to let those guys come open, so I'm going to have to kill and do something else up there. But instead of doing what a broadcaster usually does and make himself sound smart by using the stuff on background to say, you know what, it might be going on right now, or in my experience as a quarterback, sometimes the offensive coordinator gets a little too optimistic about what they can block, and it's my job as a quarterback to make sure we're in something we can block. Instead, he named names, and it was just sort of inartful. And the fact that Foles said it seemed to have caught Nagy off guard. And I don't know about their relationship, but the Bears tried to unring the bell a little bit yesterday. I don't think it's a huge deal, but I just think that the Greasy kind of ham-handed it.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. And I'm very sensitive about being perceived as criticizing people with other networks, because there's apparently an unwritten rule that if you're with one network,
right,
you shouldn't say anything bad about people with other networks. But at the same time, if Greasy's going to stick in this job, and frankly, he's not, because I believe that Monday Night Football is going to go back to ABC come 2022, and it's going to be Peyton Manning and someone else in the booth, and it's not going to be Brian Greasy, Lewis Riddick, and Steve Levy, so this is a temporary gig. But the Bears are on Monday Night Football again in 3 weeks, and what kind of awkwardness has Greasy set himself up for? And if he's smart, and I have no reason to think he isn't smart, he'll try to do the damage control now and make all the appropriate apologies and get things right. Because you're right, there is a way to do it where you can act like you know instead of feeling the need to show why you know. And for anybody in this business, there's a lot of stuff that we're told, and we're told presented is your idea, leave me out of it. And I'd say, I don't know, 75% of the things that I post under the guise of, hey, here's an idea, it's actually something someone has said to me, hey, you should consider this, just leave my name out of it. And that it's not that hard to do. Like you said, just present it as your thought. Hey, here's what may be going on, and now Greasy's got some work to do to win the trust of Nick Foles again for the next time they talk.
Yeah, and to me, it's also a benefit of the doubt situation. Like, when you give everybody the knowledge that you assume they have, I feel like Foles did a really good job of explaining it after the game. I thought Nagy was, his candor was appreciated when it came to the situation. And also, if you think about it in a game scenario, It sounds like normal discourse on a sideline between a coach and a quarterback to me. But we get a little inside baseball with it because it is a bit of the media speaking from a true perspective of knowing how those conversations tend to go behind the scenes.
And I think part of it, too, is it's not a big deal. It's part of the normal flow of picking plays and sometimes there may be a temptation to make something seem like a bigger deal than it is. And look, they were trying to fill garbage time. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges of doing a game. When you get to a blowout in the fourth quarter, it's not like anyone is hanging on the analysis of what's happening on the field. So they start emptying the notebook and sharing their thoughts. And, you know, I think Brian Greasy learned a valuable lesson from it.
Talking with Mike Florio, as we do on Wednesdays at this time, I want to get back to something you mentioned about teams that know they're out of it. There's speculation about potential trades this year. How is this market different from others because of everything else that's going on, because of protocols in place, because of the timing and the delay between an acquisition and how long it takes to get that person onto your roster? What are you hearing about movement this year?
Oh, well, any movement that's going to happen, except for the teams that don't play week 9, and that's the Bengals, the Browns, the Rams, and the Eagles. For the other 28 teams, if a deal's going to get done, it's going to get done today or tomorrow, even though the deadline is next Tuesday, because if you're making the deal, you want the player for as many games as possible. And if you wait until the trade deadline, you will not have the player until week 10, because he won't be through the protocols to join your team in time for the week 9 game. Look at Everson Griffin, for example, traded yesterday by the Cowboys to the Lions. Yeah, the Lions play this weekend, and yeah, it's only Wednesday, and yeah, he could practice. Well, no, he can't join the team until after Sunday. So Griffin will make his debut week 9 against the Vikings, and anybody who gets traded this week will be ready for week 9. You wait until Monday or Tuesday, you're not going to have him until week 10. So other than the Bengals, Browns, Rams, and Eagles, watch those teams that are buying at the trade deadline to get their deals done, if at all, by the end of business tomorrow.
Is that why you reported what you did about Dontari Poe and the cornerback Worley just sort of being actually told by the that it's end of business today that they'll be released if there's no trade?
Yeah, because they're not going to find somebody to trade for them next week. And you know, the risk you take if you put a guy on the field this weekend that you know you're going to move on from, he gets injured, and you got to pay him the rest of the year, and you can't trade him. So that's another dynamic to look at. But the market is going to be there, if at all, now because of the COVID protocols. Any other year, it would go until next week. But beyond that, if you've made the decision to move on from a guy, you don't want him on the field one more time, because if he ends up on IR, then you got to pay him.
Mike Florio, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
It's Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. We have a little bit of breaking news here. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Adam Rittenberg, a writer for ESPN.com, just tweeted, Wisconsin's game against Nebraska is canceled.
Wow.
Wisconsin is pausing team activities for 7 days. Now, that's a mystery to unravel, too, because apparently Wisconsin, they're in the state capital, a public school, is not providing data on their positives. Even in the interest of public health, in a state with cases running rampant and hospitals at capacity, the team is not providing information.
Our friend George Smith, the former Fox reporter here, is now in Madison, and he tweeted about that situation earlier just before our show. They were waiting to find out the fate of that game.
Here is the latest. Adam Rittenberg says, as of Wednesday morning, a total of 12 people within the Wisconsin football program had tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days. That figure includes 6 student athletes and 6 staff members, including head coach Paul Christ.
Including.
The head coach.
And it shouldn't be big names, by the way. Like, you shouldn't be shocked at the names, but I'm still shocked at the names.
I mean, this is...
You know how many people watched the Ohio State-Nebraska game last week, by the way? Over 6 million.
How many watched the World Series game last night?
Yeah, I got to find that out.
Not many.
But I saw that come across. Over 6 million.
Yeah, I'm having real trouble watching college football. I'll be straight up with you. I'm really struggling to watch college football because it's, you know, I feel gross watching some pro sports, but I've found a way to find another little island of intellectual safety. I can't do it. I'm really struggling to do it with college.
I think it's a regional situation. Like the places where I would expect college football to be the most important, where they're not as engaged on a Sunday as they are on a Saturday, having lived there, it holds more importance to them. But when you have the pro sports background that you do here, I think the contrast this year is especially glaring.
What happens with Illinois now that they're coming off just playing against them? Who knows where anybody was in an incubation period?
Yeah, that's got to be discussed.
Wow. Okay, we have some Bear stuff to get to also. We'll hear from Matt Nagy talking about play calling and how they decide who does it, because I have some questions. So we'll listen to that. We'll do a little bit of Bears next on the score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Olin
Krutz. They lack any kind of explosive player. They lack a dominant offensive lineman. They don't have a ton of talent on their offense. And when you see a guy like Cole Kmet and he catches a 38-yard gain and then he doesn't get any other plays, the NFL is about two things. It's about coaching and it's about talent.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Exergen twice daily thermometer.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute, sponsored by Geico. Geico is now offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. Visit Geico.com for more info. Much will be made today about Kevin Cash's decision to pull Blake Snell in the sixth. With a one-run lead and their ace dealing in the World Series, the Rays manager felt the need to go to the bullpen, and it promptly blew up in his face. The Rays quickly gave up the lead and lost 3-1. Snell had thrown only 73 pitches. That number's going to blink in neon lights like a late-night diner in Tampa Bay sports lore. And he had struck out the next three batters he would face twice each. He had their number. This was the Rays outraying themselves. You have to put down the book and look at the sunset sometimes. The Rays are one of the smartest teams in sports, but like a bookworm who can tell you how to reprogram a hard drive but doesn't know how to turn on an oven, the Rays were left looking at their own manual. This is Damon Amendolara.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better, but in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
Okay, don't get hit by train. There, got it in my notes. Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. As much as I hate to say it, the temperatures are dropping, the leaves are turning, and pumpkin spice is at coffee shops all over because summer's over and the season of ghosts and goblins has arrived. Don't be freaked by the monsters hiding behind your walls. Mold and water damage can be terrifying, but the expert team at Aloha Restoration can help. I know they can help. They helped me. I had a bunch of water right through my dining room ceiling, and I was very frightened and distraught, and they made everything okay like it unhappened. They're great at what they do. So when the ghosts in your basement start causing you trouble, who are you going to call? Aloha Restoration. Learn more at aloharestorers.com.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
Mark DiBartolo here with Len Roofing and Remodeling. Chicagoland, we're facing challenges that were unimaginable weeks ago. We truly want to thank our first responders and healthcare providers for their dedication and service. At Len Roofing, we protect Chicagoland homeowners. Rain, wind, snow are your roof's biggest enemy. Len Roofing can protect you. We offer no interest, no payment, same as cash financing. Visit us at LenRoofing.com. Be well and stay safe.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Are you remodeling a home or building a new one? First Eagle Mortgage offers loans for as little as 3.5% down. Even if you've declared bankruptcy, had a short sale, or foreclosure, you can refinance or buy a new home the day after you've completed the process. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116 or go online to 1steeaglemortgage.com. Low or no cost closings, regardless of credit.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Choose the industry champions at Lakeshore Recycling Systems for all of your waste recycling, dumpster, and porta-potty needs, whether for your home or business. Request a quote from a team dedicated to the customer experience at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us. And at AMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us. And it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We were talking to Nick Foles yesterday, and he said, you know, sometimes play calls come in, and I know that I don't have time to execute that play call. And, you know, I'm the one out here getting hit. Sometimes the guy calling the plays, Matt Nagy, he doesn't know how much time there is back here. And so that's something that they have to get worked out.
And Nick, I wanted to ask you about a conversation Brian Griese said he had with you that he relayed on the ESPN broadcast. He said that you told him sometimes play calls come in and I don't know, and I don't have time to execute that play call. Is that something you've communicated with Coach Nagy? And how do you get on the same page with your coach in terms of that play calling?
Yeah, that was definitely a miscommunication with Brian and I. You know, we do these pregame conversations the day before the game just to give them information. That conversation, Coach Nagy and I have a great conversation on the sidelines. So there might be times where we go through it beforehand and say, hey, what do you think? And there's times where you got to get the ball quick and whatnot. But in those situations, like Matt and I have a great relationship on the sideline with conversations and everything. I think, you know, in that situation with Brian, it was just a miscommunication of words because that's not what I was trying to bring across in that conversation.
For us, again, it's not easy.
Yeah, a lot of words isn't really a denial, but Brian Griese himself might have just kind of stepped in. At the bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. You should be watching us on Twitch. It's Wednesday, so Layla Rahimi is in today, and she is hockey bunny lady. And
with fingerless gloves.
And I am Stan Van Gundy.
You
I gotta give you the. Oh, what are we doing out there? What are we doing? Come on, hey, that's over the back. He's over. Get him off us. You gonna allow him to do that all game? You call it on us. Call it on them.
Stan is a hero that we don't deserve. He's too good for us right now.
I had to, and I realized it was easy. All I have to do is just, you know, kind of put this little, you know, wool throw blanket off from the basement couch and stuff it in here. I already got the glasses, I got the gray hair, I got the mustache, and I have the overall sense of powerlessness and world weariness. Although, if you follow him on Twitter, he's an absolute delight. He's doing all kinds of cool stuff.
When were you inspired to do this costume?
I don't know.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I think it was a couple weeks ago we were talking about the possibility of it, and I just thought, and at first I thought I would go buy go to Party City and buy a fake mustache, but I thought I'd just kind of get it right this way. I didn't want to do the grease paint, and then I remembered what my mom used to do years and years ago was the old burnt cork, and it certainly does the trick, and it washes off really easily as well. So sometimes you just have to ask a coach a difficult and direct question that we're all thinking. And I give a lot of credit to the Score's Chris Emma, who on the Zoom call yesterday asked Matt Nagy what we want to know.
That's the very first thing that I look at is that. And so I talked to our coaches and we talked through that whole process. And I'm really honestly not opposed to there's no opposition from me if we feel like that's what the issue is. And so we look at that right now where we're at. That's not where we think it's at. But at the same point in time, I'll always continue each week to look at it. I mean, I'll say this too. When you're in a little bit of a rut, like we are right now, you have to look at everything. And sometimes even if it's just a little bit of a change somewhere too, you have to be able to do that. No one here, coach and or player, has too big of an ego to think that it's not them, right, as a player or a coach. So we talk through those kind of decisions and, you know, we just keep evaluating and rolling and seeing where we're at.
And the question was, the bigger picture is, would you give up play calling? And that wasn't a no. That's the takeaway there. It's not a no, but I'm bothered by the fact that, well, no, not now. We always talk about that. And it sounded like he wanted to be fair about it. He wanted to sound like he's open-minded. But like, if not, the follow-up for me is, what has to happen to trigger it? What has to happen to make that a thing if after that and now it's not a thing?
Especially when you have so many offensive assistants. And I'm looking forward to talking to Hub Arkish about this in a little bit, because it reprises a conversation that he and I had on camera in January, I want to say. But between us, before we get to Hub, to me, the question becomes, I appreciate Matt Nagy. I appreciate him sharing his thought process with people. And I'm not trying to be an apologist. I think everybody knows how I feel about the toss sweep on 4th and 1. And if you don't, just assume you'll be correct in this case. I definitely have had my issues with some stuff. But I think when it comes to a situation like this, or when he talks about the process, or even addressing what happened with Nick Foles and the greasy comments, I think he does the job of letting people in on it. I also think, though, inherently as a head coach, especially an offensive-minded one, especially one who got the reins, and this is the big-time job for him, I think that would be very difficult. And I'm not saying that from a on-the-field perspective. I'm saying it from a, you're the head coach, you're the guy, this is why you were hired, you have all these people who are on your side, and that's a very hard thing to try to give up and say, I'm not doing this right. The natural onus is going to be to say, I can fix this, I can fix this, I can fix this, when sometimes you can't fix it.
He can. The head coach can fix it.
He can delegate.
The head coach can fix it.
Yeah.
And it may just be, I can fix this by maybe getting a different perspective. And Andy Reid let other guys call plays. Andy Reid did that. That's how he got the opportunity, was Andy Reid said, hey, you call plays. It's not that big a deal. It isn't. He's not really like relinquishing his manhood. He's not relinquishing his identity. Andy Reid does it all the time.
Conceptually, it's not that big of a deal to us, the consumer, the viewer, the fan. I think it is that big of a deal to coaching staffs.
Well, I wonder why then. And this is it, they made all those changes. So many new voices around him. So there's a full staff purge. I mean, when you got Juan Castillo and Clancy Barone and Dave Ragone gets a new title and John DeFilippo comes in and Bill Lazor comes in, that you do that, you hope, so there is a little bit of a team of rivals. A little bit say, you know, I think you're wrong on this. Let's debate it. Let's have the idea of thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and get better about it. And sometimes there are coaches who just aren't secure enough to have some of those conversations.
Well, and I remember talking to Hub about this, which is why I'm looking forward to that conversation, because I feel like he has a perspective about it that lends to the staff and the nature of the decisions and why that staff is that staff and what the idea behind it was. But I always come back to the same title when we're having this discussion and about the whole idea of Matt Nagy's assistants in general. And it's three words that have baffled me ever since I've heard them. Do you know what they are? Passing game coordinator. What is that? That's the offensive coordinator, let's be honest.
Well, it's probably an excuse to give a guy a little more money.
When passing game coordinator, yeah, it is. It's a title that kind of lends itself to being paid higher, like assistant head coach.
Or maybe it changes whether or not someone can poach you if something's considered a lateral move or not. There's a devil's in the details on some of that stuff.
But it's there.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
But it's there.
I don't know what passing game coordinator is.
So maybe we is that the dude who then becomes calling play? Like, I have questions about this as to how this is supposed to work on like an organizational chart. People with real business skills can talk to me about this, because that's not really my expertise.
Why Castillo's the running game guy? Why don't you have the running game guy call run plays and the passing game coordinator call pass plays, and then whoever's calling plays just says run or pass? And then delegates it down.
Well, that deletes a lot of the run pass option situation.
Oh no,
it?
They need an RPO coordinator. If you're gonna have a third coordinator for RPOs, that's a great point. It's a great football point made by you.
Man, you better have a punting coordinator, punt return coordinator.
Well, the Ted Ginn punt return experience has been absurdist, nihilist theater. It's been like Waiting for Godot. Like I'm not quite sure what this is. It's not punt returning. It's punt watching.
At one point during the game, I'm in my apartment and I thanks neighbors for being patient with me because I'm yelling and I'm like, I see one of the lack of punt returns and I'm like, he walks away.
He's not interested. He's going over here. He abdicated. He left. He hung the I'm not interested sign on that, and there he went. We have the Midday Midway coming up. I'm going to be educated about a television show that may be very, very important to you and appears to be coming back, and I have bugs to discuss. That's all coming up on The Score.
Danny Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
I don't know what you do when you can't block up anything. If you can't block and get 6 inches, like, you suck. Like, you know what I mean? There is no good play call for none of my guys can block.
Listen to Danny Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
This holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. The post office is going to be busy. It is going to be filled with other people. You don't want that. Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer in the safety of your home or office. So you can mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do with the post office, you do with just a few clicks. And Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the USPS and UPS to your computer, making it a must-have for any business. If you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller fulfilling orders, or a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages, Stamps.com handles it all easily. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And with Stamps.com, you also get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. This is a no-brainer. Saves you time, saves you money, and it keeps you away from densely populated indoor spaces. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. Here's the promo code. It's my last name, Bernstein. And with that, you get a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitment, no contract. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Bernstein. That's Stamps.com. Enter Bernstein. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
I want it all. T-Mobile has been building America's largest 5G network for this epic 5G moment. Introducing the new iPhone 12 Pro, now at T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. Download, upload, and game at 5G speed in more places. Unleash the power of iPhone 12 Pro with T-Mobile.
Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain plan or features. See T-Mobile.com.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky, yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
1-877 cars for kids.
tax deduction.
1-877-CARS4KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and Band-Aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network, router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more drop Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call, 630-386-6266.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Are you remodeling a home or building a new one? First Eagle Mortgage offers loans for as little as 3.5% down. Even if you've declared bankruptcy, had a short sale, or foreclosure, you can refinance or buy a new home the day after you've completed the process. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116 or go online to 1steeaglemortgage.com. Low or no cost closings, regardless of credit.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel
the Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
The Midday Midway is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Happy Halloween. We're in costume today, as you can see on Twitch. Yes, I am Stan Van Gundy, whom I love dearly. This is homage. It was ease of costume. It just worked out well enough. So I haven't dressed up in a long time.
It inspired you.
The blanket stuffed into my shirt is keeping me warm indeed. We talked to Ian Happ. We talked to Mike Florio. And we talked about the Bears a bit and the ridiculousness last night, the insanity of Justin Turner testing positive, being removed from the World Series game, and then coming back with no mask to kiss people and celebrate the World Series championship. It's just, I don't know what we're doing. And reporting about the Wisconsin-Nebraska game has been canceled. 12 positive tests on the Wisconsin Badgers, including head coach Paul Christ.
But you know who's safe? Kim Kardashian and her family, thank goodness. Or as Molly called her on the morning show, the woman married to Kanye.
Yes.
I love that. I love Molly explaining stuff for that reason.
Oh,
so
great.
If you haven't heard Kim's tweet, you have to hear it. And having family and lived in Southern California, I will do my best Kim Kardashian West impression now that is making the rounds. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. Way to be tuned in to the rest of the world,
Read
Kim
the K. room, lady, right?
After 2 weeks, I just decided to get my inner circle together. Like, if you think that's not the caption for the Halloween photo that I took of all of us earlier with Z-Pack, you would be sorely mistaken. Well, it will be on Instagram later.
It became a meme so quickly, because I saw the meme before I saw the original. I'm like, what is this? You took your family to an island? And it's everybody showing pictures of, like, Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Villachez on Fantasy Island. They're like, what is this bit? And then I had to go figure out, you got to know your meme, die wherever it is, and you can, oh, she's an idiot. Okay.
Because Justin Timberlake's DB-ery, if you will, about quarantining in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or wherever awesome location you were, wasn't enough. Like, with your child, your one child, and your infinite amount of time and money. Okay. The woman married to Kanye, though, Molly, he owned it. That was so good. I laugh forever.
A Chinese daredevil achieved a Guinness World Record when his body was covered in more than 140 pounds of living bees.
Oh.
What was the record? 139? Another pound of bees! Ryan Liangming had multiple buckets filled with bees dumped over his head in Yichun City in Jiangxi Province to get the insects to settle on his body. Yang Ming's complement of bees weighed 140 pounds, 6.95 ounces. The congregation of insects. Is that proper? Is that bees? Is that a congregation? Is that a bunch of bees?
Like I don't know.
A murder of crows, a pride of lions, a congregation of insects was enough to earn him the world record for heaviest mantle of bees.
That guy's amazing.
Mazel tov. I remember as a kid watching the show That's Incredible when the guy did the beard of bees and he came out and they explained that they don't necessarily sting and he put like, what is he doing? That show was wild.
That dude and his body has the power to at least cure one disease, I'm convinced.
Well, if he does this with murder hornets, I'll be much more impressed.
Winner.
Right? If you could have 140 pounds of murder hornets. Or like, do it with a grizzly bear. Do the same thing, except with a grizzly bear.
No, value human life, Dan. Value human life.
Well, no, he's a daredevil, right? If he's going to do that, he's going to tempt fate. Daredevil or dumbass, he's going to do it. Nice work.
So if I said the phrase to you when I wake up in the morning and my mom gets out of warning and I think I'm going to make it on time, that means nothing to you?
No.
By the time you hit the books and you give yourself a look, you're at the corner just in time to see the bus drive by. It's not all right. You're not saved by the bell.
Nope. That missed it. It debuted when I was like a junior in college. Why would I be?
I mean, for people of a younger age, Dan, I mean, I would get ready to go to school to save by the bell in the morning. So I think a lot of saved by the bell memories.
I messed up one of those lyrics.
I was watching coverage of the Iran hostage crisis instead.
I had pleasant memories watching Saved by the Bell before Braves baseball. Did I date myself there? 90s, what's up? There's a Saved by the Bell reboot.
That looks like kind of a winking, self-aware reboot.
I don't know. It seems real flashy to me, and I really had some fun with it yesterday and made a lot of snarky comments about marketing condescension and projecting your life through kids and, you know, all of those things that you would say. But apparently a lot of the original cast is back for this Saved by the Bell reboot because repurposing content is a very 2020 thing. And it got over 1 million views yesterday, the trailer on Peacock.
I watched it because you sent it to me and I recognized Mark Paul Gosselaar from NYPD Blue. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
So is this a show project? I feel like we need like a Bernstein video book club or something. I watched Borat. I feel like that could be our first like movie book club. And I know Pure Romance or True Romance.
True Romance.
I'm sorry. Okay, so that's on your list. Maybe we do Save the Bell. I don't know. I'm taking suggestions. Find me on one of the social media.
It's funny about this reboot. My daughter is a huge fan or was a huge fan of Riverdale. Love Riverdale.
People like it.
And she and her friends would get together and watch it. And I had to explain to her that these Riverdale characters, Archie, Jughead, Betty, Veronica, like there was a comic. I said, oh my God, they have the same names. I said, what do you mean? Isn't his name Jughead? And that's Archie? And like, oh,
Michael Kopech's ex-wife.
Yes. And it's like, it's called Riverdale. And my daughter had no concept of the actual like old Archie comics. So I mean, can I show you here? Let me just, can I click on a couple things and show you what this is based on? Because I had made fun of my son because his hair got too long at one point. I said, you know, you look like Jughead. And she says, no, he doesn't. And like, yeah, he doesn't. She had a completely different schema for what Jughead looks like.
That's a good one. I haven't seen Riverdale, but yeah.
You know what? I watched it, and it was a really well-made show for what it was. Or what it, I don't know if it's still on or if it's done, but it's...
There's a season that has not finished.
Okay.
Due to COVID-19.
It is, for what it is, it's really good. It's just enough over the top. It's just clever enough in twists and turns, and the music that they use. It's almost like designed for the parents of the people who are enjoying the show. It's like, oh, this is so cool. And
you feel seen.
Yeah. Yes. Well said.
I like how we both turned to Ray because neither one of us know. I'm like,
I watched it because of my wife. My wife was into it, and I thought I was just going to be like, oh, sure. Like, I'll just watch it to be a nice husband type of thing.
Because you're like that, Ray?
Because I'm like that.
But it's good, nice, isn't it? Dude.
But it is good. I will admit fully, I am a fan of Riverdale. No shame whatsoever.
I don't know that I'm watching this Saved by the Bell reboot, man. Like, Saved by the Bell inherently was kind of a reboot because it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss before it was Saved by the Bell. And now I'm getting real inside baseball on you. As I gesture in my hockey sweater that is too long for my arm.
Pretty long, Layla.
It covers my hands. I'm 5'3". What do you want?
Not everything needs a reboot, right?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Does that have the fight strap on it?
I don't know.
At the bottom hem. You'll see if there's in the front. Check the back. There might be what they call the fight strap, which you tie down.
No.
To keep it from being pulled over your head in a fight.
No.
So now somebody can pull it over your head when they're fighting.
But it's cool. I got a tank on. Let's go.
I think you and Ray should have a hockey fight before all this.
Flying elbow off the top rope.
I do. Yeah. I think it would not go well for me with Layla. She's got her jersey on. She's ready.
I'm scrappy. I really like wrestling moves more than throwing punches, though. They're more fun. Flying elbow off the top rope.
Say the people's elbow or the superfly snooker?
Yeah.
Okay. Hub Arkish is going to join us next. We've got football things to discuss with him, as do you. He's going to take phone calls coming up, too. 312-644-6767. After that, we're going to do Fantasy Waiver Wire with Paul Charchi. And the show is absolutely flying by. But happy Halloween, and thanks for enjoying on Twitch. Hub is next on The Score.
Are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you could bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. And let me tell you, that is clutch because I suck at these bets. But you're smarter than me. I'm going to try to redeem myself on Thursday night. And if you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has these same-game parlay bets, and you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived, so act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. Promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Capital One makes banking easy. I can pay bills while watching TV with the mobile app, have a latte while getting answers to money questions at the cafe, even use my 360 debit card to grab cash at over 40,000 fee-free ATMs while I shop. I wonder what other things I can do together to save time.
Okay, meditating while driving isn't one of them.
Bank online, in person, or on the go with Capital One. This is banking reimagined. Banking products and services offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Visit CapitalOne.com/bank for details.
Hi, Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming. You know what's even scarier? Storm damage to your home. Aloha Construction is the local expert for repairing damaged roofs, siding, gutters, and windows. Over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area, and they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction is practicing a contact-free process from start to finish. Visit AlohaBuilds.com today. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements, so if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks.